Hello and welcome to this National Life Skills Academy podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
Everyone is entitled to their own thoughts and opinions. After all, we all share the world, so everybody should be able to say how they feel. Now, in most countries, this is widely accepted and allowed. But unfortunately, it's not universal. For the people and the countries who have this, have what's known as freedom of speech. But what a lot of people seem to forget is there's another side to saying what you feel. This is your freedom from consequence. Yes, we do all share the world and we should all have the right to say what we want, but that doesn't necessarily mean that we should. And if we do, that we can get away with it. It's important to understand, because nowadays in the modern technological online world, what you say can have a great impact on your overall life and on others. Now, you might be sitting there wondering how freedom of consequence works. After all, if there's a consequence to what you potentially say, can it really be considered free speech? And the answer is, yes, it can. We do all have the ability to say what we want. We can voice our opinions on anything. But if you do decide to do this, and it's something that's considered controversial, something that you could cause conflict or harm with, then you have to accept the potential punishment. If you're struggling to understand how it works, think of it this way. Let's say, hypothetically, you accuse somebody of a crime they didn't commit. There's no evidence to support it, but you say it all the same. Those words, that opinion, and that accusation can badly damage somebody's life. It makes no difference to you because you're not the one having your fingers pointed at you. But if this was to happen and your accusations came back to you, you would then have to deal with the punishment of saying it in the first place. The reason why this is such a serious thing to remember is because words, even if they're meant jokingly or they're interpreted and analysed differently, carry a lot of weight. Words can change lives. So it's important that you're careful with what you say, particularly in today's society. Now, I mentioned earlier about how the world we live in affects our lives. The technologies play a huge role in everyday life now, and this is no different when it comes to freedom of speech. Social media has given every single person the potential platform to say whatever they want about whoever they want, wherever they want, whenever they want. And this is great in some ways because it's able to get the message across to millions of people as easily as clicking your fingers. But there's a downside: hate speech. There's a lot of nasty people in the world. We all know what they think and how they view each other's people in terms of who they are and where they come from and what they look like and how they themselves are better for not being that. It's disgusting, but people think it all the same. And thanks to social media, it's given these people a platform and the voices to find one another, strengthen themselves, their ideas, and promote them. The reason why hate speech is so common online is because it's easy to get away with. Most people won't say what they say online to the very same people they're targeting in person, into their face, because most people are cowards and they don't want to cause a scene. They hide behind their screens and hate each other from a perceived safe distance. Now, this is why when there's conflict between people over what is said in person, it often leads to punishment of some kind. And why online, not much has really been done to combat it, to stop it, or to negate it. It's quite difficult to punish somebody when you potentially don't know a single thing about them. The people who use hate speech against anyone will more often than not claim free speech, and they'll deny any wrongdoing. But this is just like accusing somebody of a crime or yelling fire or bomb in a crowded place. It causes damage, and you have to be responsible for the damage that you cause. And finally, one of the most frustrating elements to come from this argument is the way in which it's become politically involved. People who lean politically towards the right, conservative, will often defend free speech and will claim that the consequence that can come as a cancel culture or being woke. On the other hand, people who lean to the left will argue that you can't say what you want because there's a need to be inclusive and people will be offended. And that by calling people out, regardless of the context, it'll make the world a better place to live. What this has led to, though, is mixed with other things like the massive divide between both political sides. The fact is, most people probably agree with elements of both sides. You may lean one way or the other, but what has happened in recent years is that now you're considered one thing or another, but it doesn't work like that. So there is no line in the sand that determines what can be said and what can't. There's nothing to say that everyone who does the same thing has to be punished in the same way. Just like you can't define someone who is wholly to the left in their politics or wholly to the right just because they don't agree with you. The world is a complex place. It's diverse. It's full of intrigue and discussion and debate, and freedom of speech was designed to encourage this without interference from laws and government. There will never be a rule book of what can and can't be said. The world is too complex and ever changing to allow that to happen. And even if there was, you'd have to question whether restricting people's freedom of expression is really in the best interests of free speech. On the other hand, John Stuart Mill, an English philosopher, argued that to have free speech work at its best, then people have to be allowed to say whatever they feel, because that's the only way to truly embrace all ideas and knowledge, and have arguments and discussions, reach logical conclusions rather than misinformed bias. At the end of the day, you can say whatever you want to say. After all, it's within your right to do so. But it's within other people's right to go against it. Just because it's said doesn't mean that it has to be accepted. Just because it's said doesn't mean it can't come back to you. Just because it was meant as a joke, or was taken out of context maybe, or it was years ago, this doesn't mean that you're clear from consequence. Words change lives. So think about what you say, because it could be your life that changes.
Thanks for listening. We hope you found that to be informative, and you'll sign in to listen to others in the series. We look forward to any requests or feedback. See you again soon.